Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Was Rook crazy today? Do you have any?
Got his break. I think we had a first today. What would that be? Patrick, earlier today on Garage Logic, we had a Monday Night Sports Talk tease.
Oh, I did. Yeah. I teased.
We did.
I linked the Vikings to the trouble Minneapolis has with its public safety.
Okay.
They got They got about 15 people in charge of public safety in Minneapolis, mm-hmm. which means no one's in charge.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty good. you made a good link here already.
All right. So now I'm going to tell you. I told you a month ago. I'm very upset that NFL teams have too many coaches.
22 coaches.
That means no one's in charge. I don't care if they call a guy the head coach. No one's in charge. Mm-hmm. I'd have three coaches, a head coach, an offensive coach, and a defensive coach, period. That's all
well,
I would have.
Well, no, that ain't happening.
Well, it's got to happen, and I'll tell you why.
You got to have position coaches, too.
Oh, BS.
But only about six of them. Yeah.
Now, how many people were talking to Kirk Cousins in his headset yesterday?
Right. I was thinking the same thing. If it was Bud and Burnsy upstairs, they would have been smart enough to say, "Hey, dummy, spike the ball.
Right.
You can have we got three plays here, but we love to rip analytics in baseball. But they got themselves into this mood that we don't want to give them a chance to substitute, mm-hmm. so we're going to do something stupid here. But meanwhile, it's going to take us 23 seconds.
But how do we know who was talking to Cousins?
We don't.
They're going to lie to you and say no one, just the head coach, Baloney.
Yeah.
The wide receivers coach could have been yelling at him. The offensive coordinator could have been saying something. The coach could have been saying something. In the meantime, the moron doesn't spike the ball.
No, what is he? Where is the leadership?
Where's the leadership?
Running up there and saying, "Give me the ball. I'm going to spike it." And then he had three plays. Man, that's going to be my memory of Kirk when he's done here.
The fact that
the ball to his ears.
A 35-year-old quarterback needs to be told what to do tells you everything.
I guess I'll defend him in this sense.
Well,
we don't know what he was hearing. Yes. He was hearing too much.
That's my point.
He said he couldn't hear it because of the crowd.
Because he probably had 15 of these idiots justifying their existence telling him something.
Yes. He should have just taken over and said, "I need to spike the ball."
That I'll agree with. Yeah,
he probably knows that.
If it doesn't work,
he knows he's going to get heat from the sideline.
So what?
But I agree with you. There's too many cooks spoiling the broth. Yes, there is.
I have a question regarding that, Patrick. Yesterday, 22 hours ago, you tweeted the following, and I want to guess if the person that sent this to you is sitting across the table because the line is brilliant.
Yeah.
Text from local pundit: "This Charger coach needs to be the first one fired after a road win."
No, it wasn't me.
Oh, I was convinced it was Joe.
It was Chris Atterbury of all people.
Oh, really?
During the Twins' rain delay, which was stupid in itself because it rained for about 20 seconds. But I wasn't at the game. But I was in Gold Valley, and it wasn't raining, and they're not playing. But anyway, it was Atterbury.
Oh, okay. That's a great line.
What do you think of the guy going for it at the zone 24?
It would have cost him his job. Now he preserved it.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. He was a former St. Thomas assistant, right, for a year.
But that's about the fifth time he's done that.
At the 24. 44, okay. But as Mark Craig, who does these five thoughts after the game, expanded, everything he said in defense of it, was a defense of punting.
Yes.
You know, everything he said, I had faith in our defense to mm-hmm. hold them. Well, then you want them down in the 30, don't you? Mm-hmm. You don't want
with
them in the
no timeouts. And
yeah.
Let me tell you something else.
Okay.
The NFL prides itself in, we're a business. This is yes. a business. We're big business. Why don't they consult the best, Warren Buffett, somebody? And you would learn that the experts in business would tell you, you got 22 people who think they're yes. in charge. You have nobody in charge.
Yeah, yeah. That's they do not need that.
This you is know, ridiculous.
They can have... They can if they want guys analyzing every little thing all during the week, but don't you know if they're at the stadium, have them sitting in the stands, about 14 of them, and just have just have some decision makers down on the field. I agree with you. Yeah. You know when it all started to go, and I believe you were there. When the Vikings were playing the Eagles, and At halftime, they were running down to Dick Vermeil, showing him photos mm-hmm. that they'd taken from the press box, and he was waving them at the ref, showing him that there was legal formation. Mm-hmm. And that was the early 80s, mm-hmm. and in a playoff game. And I, what is the world coming to? And this is what it's come to.
What it's come to is there's too many jabber. Yeah. There's too much jabbering.
But you know what we're going to do now? We're going to have the people at the next game when the Vikings are down. When the Vikings get down to the five games, they're going to be shh. Everybody's going to be quiet mm-hmm. so they can hear the thing. This isn't going to be their guy Kirky's fault. By the way, even when they did run a play, Kirk threw a lousy pass and got an inner. Everybody says it's a tip pass. Well, because it wasn't an accurate pass. That's why it got tipped. Mm-hmm. Overrated.
And when did it start, now that I'm going rolling here? When was the date when you went to you started going to the game with horns and a jersey yeah. and everyone's dressed up like yeah. a Viking?
Yeah,
that didn't used to be that way. Bud would not tolerate that. Bud would not have allowed that.
Well, when they started blasting noise into the press box, into the stadium.
There's a guy that pounds a drum before the game.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah, Skull, it's big. The last game I was at was the loss to the Giants in the playoffs, and we got delayed 25 minutes, because the other game. So we did that crap for like an entire half hour instead of just 10 minutes of deafening sound and, you know, boom, 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 boom. And,
you know, the only saving grace here is the division they're in. They could easily still salvage this.
No, not after yesterday.
You don't think so?
No.
7-6, something like that. How many games did
they
play?
No, we play 17 now.
17?
Yep.
They could be 14-3.
No, but they could be 9-8, and that could be good enough.
Yeah.
I'll take that bet if you're willing to make it.
I'm not willing
okay.
to make
I
that bet.
I think Detroit, though, I badmouth the idea of Detroit being good, but they probably can win 10, don't you think?
Yes.
Because they get to play.
The Bears are hapless.
Oh, God, they're awful.
Yeah.
How about high-priced coach Sean Payton giving up 70?
Oof.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
70. And the crowd in Miami, they were down like in close with a minute and a half to go. And the crowd in Miami was rooting for a field goal. Would have been the all-time regular season point record of 70, the record 72.
Why didn't they kick it?
I think the guy thought, maybe not. They might. Someday Denver might be good again.
Speaking of Sean Payton, guess what Sean Payton got to endure? This happened earlier today. I'm assuming he had his day after press conference, right? Yeah. And he's talking to the local scribes, and guess what Sean Payton finally got to experience?
What?
The Chris Thomason effect.
Oh, really? Did Thomas
said it's embarrassing, but this is kind of an historic game.
I'm more.
Third time the team has scored 70 points over 7.
What's the question? What's the question?
How do you feel about it?
I just finished telling you.
Historically embarrassing.
Next question.
So
Thomason is back.
Payton. Peyton has now joined Zim.
Oh, yes.
As allergic to Thomason.
Who's Chris Thomason?
He was your beat writer for the Vikings.
$1 million.
And then he left for Denver. Oh. But he was a one-man thing. But the all-time great question answer, because he's a little on the spectrum, I think. And he has no governor.
Nope. It's what makes him fan-freaking-tastic.
These guys anything, anything embarrassing, he'll ask him. And the guys that covered the team with him, he drove them crazy because he'd get Zim in such a bad mood every time that they answered the question. But he was great. He'd like throws these hand grenades. He's fantastic. And he was basically covering the team all by himself the last 3-4 years. He got that he'd crank out 5 stories a day. But
I wish we had a building.
You might have met him.
Or I could have met the guy.
Might have met him. He just went out to Denver. Woody Page and some guy opened a online newspaper, the Galaxy or something.
Woody's still around, huh?
Woody, yeah.
Well, he's a big TV star now, isn't he?
Well, he's been on that, whatever that show is.
Around the Horn?
Around the Horn for 25 years since it started, yeah. But Woody is, Woody hired him to cover the Broncos for this, whatever it is.
But like an athletic, but a smaller version of it?
Yeah, well, local. It's a local thing. It's a local thing in Denver. But way to go, Thomason driving Peyton crazy.
Well, what's great is I know Peyton and
Zim are buddies. I'm sure Zim called
him. Hey,
watch out for this guy. He's crazy. He'll ask you anything. Oh, God, it's great. Wonderful.
Well, in fact, that's where we got the great Zim quote. Did you see the game?
Yeah.
Because he asked about the kicker. Yeah, what are your thoughts going to the kicker? And Zimmer said, I'm trying to find it now.
Yeah.
Did you see the game? Meaning.
Well, we got that settled. Now explain the Gophers to me.
Hold on. I got it right here. Hold on.
What went into the decision today to let Daniel Carlson go?
Did you see the game?
That was a pretty straight.
Well, it was early in the year,
that was
too.
A pretty straight Thomason question, because it would have been, you drafted this guy in the second round, which is unheard of for a kicker, and you let him go after 2 games. What went into that decision?
Yeah, which
would have really upset him. Before that, before we get to the Gophers, who are worth getting ripped, if the NFL did not already own the world, they now have the Taylor Swift crowd.
Yep.
They have now.
Oh my God!
They have now taken your granddaughters
who watched the Bears and Kansas City in the hopes of seeing her.
Taylor, and they saw Taylor constantly. They now have now not doubled their audience, but they've gained another 20% share when the Chiefs play because Taylor might be at the game.
And so, you had Mahomes saying we had to score one for the Swifties.
Is that where he said that?
So
that's why he threw to Kelsey down at the end zone.
Yeah. Word had started to circulate in the stadium that Taylor was in fact there.
In the house.
So people, Chiefs fans, most notably the Swifties in the crowd, swarmed to the suite level to see if they could get a glimpse of her leaving the stadium. Guess how she was removed?
I don't know. Helicopter.
They snuck her in through one of those giant refrigeration carts.
Really?
So they pretend like, we're just moving some food. And she was inside of it to avoid the mob.
But her and Kelsey left together, didn't they?
But that was down in the locker room. Yeah.
What outfit did he have on? Did you see that outfit?
I know.
It's like a cowboy kind of a get-up, like a jean suit.
No, was very odd.
But I'm happy to hear your grandkids were excited about it.
I told them that she was there, and they just, whoa!
Patrick, wait! Oh, my God, I just thought of this. You know what he's going to be on the hook for?
What?
Guess who comes to town October 8th?
You got to get Chiefs.
You tickets. Are going to be paying high buck for those Chiefs tickets.
Is she back out on the road or not?
When is she ain't going to start going to road games.
Not yet, but maybe by October when things really get serious.
You know, she's had about. You know who's extremely excited about this? Lori down at my talk.
Oh, my
this
God.
This is how I. This, the basically, half, the first half hour of the show is going to be devoted to
Taylor Swift at the Chiefs game.
At the Chiefs game and Kelsey. But she's had like five boyfriends, but according to Lori, it's the first American. She's always had the European guys or the.
Plus, she was sitting with mom. I mean, that's a big deal.
Maybe she's no go zone. Maybe she's deaf.
Probably.
Yeah, but mom, Kelsey, is a big. She's a big personality, too, right?
Let me see what the old secondary market is for that Chiefs Vikes game, real quick.
Well, it can't be 600. You already paid $600.
I don't know. We don't want to talk about it.
Let's just go to the old Ticket King website and see what we can.
The Wild beat Colorado yesterday, 4-3.
I bet it went up. I bet it went up.
Yesterday. Yeah, and you know, Dumba got in a fight with Arizona. he started off roughhousing with the.
Oh, is that right?
Hated Coyotes.
All right.
Yeah.
Chiefs at Vikings.
He's with the Coyotes. Who did
that's
fight?
Right. I don't know. They were playing somebody, and he got in a fight.
Oh, Joe, you're in luck, actually. You can get in for about $225 and sit in the upper deck.
Get him right now.
I'd go get him right now.
They're not going to that. That's
lower deck, though. You're going to be paying at least $400 if you want lower deck.
What a scam for the NFL, though, that this guy, but what are we better get our fence up in a hurry and
yes.
keep the Swifties from charging. Do you realize?
Dallas nipped Arizona 7-0.
Do you realize, Joe, did you read about the fence, the $50 million not
going to. Yeah, it's not enough for the
not
fence.
Not for the fence, because if a, what, how big a tonnage truck?
I'm not sure.
If a 10-ton truck with. I don't know how many hundreds pounds of explosives mm-hmm. comes into the stadium, this will repel it.
Okay.
So, you know, if that's happening, they'll drive someplace else, you know. Right. If they can't get in the stadium, they'll go someplace else. And by the way, why did we have a Super Bowl there if this is the standard for what?
That's a good point.
You know, we got to prevent here.
And why do we have to pay for it?
Why do we have to pay for it is the main thing going on in there.
Oh, for crazy.
You know, actually, Patrick, you might be able to help facilitate this because I think what we should do for
chest
the old
pains.
Mayor.
He's got chest pains.
I don't it's have the, that. I do well, not have that.
It's oh, the, I thought you were getting a call.
Well, it was the stress associated with the financial commitment for the Vikings Chiefs tickets, obviously.
That's right.
We should get Joe a press pass for his first ever visit to U.S. Bank Stadium, huh?
Yeah.
Where he can chronicle said event.
It's unbelievable. No, but she's, I thought when she was here, this is the part of a 2.5 year thing. Is she taking a little break?
I don't know. It's odd that, or maybe she played last night and then flew to Kansas City for the game yesterday.
Could have. She can afford it.
I'm going to guess,
Travis might even pick up the tab.
I don't even think she probably, you know, she didn't need to sneak on like Rookie does for a flight. She's able to, I think, find her own way to get from here to there.
Yeah, right.
He's reading preseason NHL scores to avoid talking about.
So, are you ready?
Yeah.
Now we can go to the Gophers.
Here we go.
Well, I don't, I'm shocked. I watched that and I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Joe, we talked a little earlier about the Northwestern fans rushing the field after this glorious victory.
There were 30 of them.
30 of them. They showed as they're driving down to the end zone, there's like three homeless people sitting up in the stands there. I hadn't really seen it. I'd heard it more than seen it. But last night I'm watching the Big Ten has these 60-minute reviews of the games where they just show you the plays, right?
Yeah.
Big Ten 60. So I just flip it on. On the outside chance, it's the Gophers and Northwestern, and it was. And there was like the last 5 minutes. This is one of the most constipated drives I've ever seen in my life. And to come from the other end of the field in a minute, they committed penalties, they screwed up, they didn't get out of bounds. How the hell they scored? It was impossible. It was impossible. They got that tying touchdown. And then Knothead gets to they get the ball first, and he's on the 2-yard line, he kicks a field goal. You know, after watching his defense play like they did in the third. Joe, Northwestern has been playing football since 1882. I looked it up. First time in history they trailed by as many as 21 points at the start of the fourth quarter and won.
Really?
So that's 141 years, I think. This has never happened for the Cats.
That's not our culture. That's unacceptable, 100%.
Yeah, 140. Now, the Cats have accomplished a lot of things negatively in those 141 years with their very miserable football tradition, but not too many positive things that you know. Yeah, they never.
I know,
you know
it was
what
bad.
It was a great win for the Cats.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
I did follow Patrick, though, when he said this would be a bad loss on Twitter.
Well, I also pointed, my first tweet was, Gophers hold Northwestern under 100 yards rushing with a thumbs up, you know, just to agitate
just to get everybody going.
I really felt bad late in the game. My joy of watching this occur really kind of offended me.
You felt ashamed of yourself.
I did. Yeah. Remembering my days as a youth when nothing was more important to me than Gopher football, and now to see them humiliated.
Why is it kind of funny when they lose?
Oh, yeah, it is. It was funny. It was. You are knowledgeable about the madness that is Northwestern football, having relatives not very far from there.
No.
And, you know, they basically just went through a scandal.
Yep.
And they had 10 or 11 players leave them.
So Monday Night Sports Talk fan and noted Minnesota sports historian Dan Winnesota was asked, was this the worst loss in the history of Gopher football?
Yeah.
But he had a bunch on here that he thought were bigger losses than Saturday night's loss to Northwestern, and I want you guys to judge. Ready?
Yeah.
He says a brief list from our calendar. 83, Nebraska, 84-13.
No,
because that was expected.
Nebraska, one of the great
so
teams.
So you
of all
say
time.
The Northwestern
this
loss.
One,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
That, okay, I'm going
to
throw a couple
worse
more
than
at you.
84-13 just kind of lives in infamy.
Right.
But you were that's how overmatched you were.
Okay.
Okay, that's if it was 84-13 and Nebraska had mercy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 1986, Oklahoma 63-0.
I was there too. That was a pretty good team. Now, this Oklahoma, I believe, won the national championship. Yeah.
So this last Saturday is still worse.
Oh,
okay.
Yes, yes.
This is good. I like this.
It was 105 degrees.
Yeah.
1994, Penn State University 56-3. That one I don't remember. 1994. I believe that was Penn State's first year in the Big Ten.
I think any of these horrendous scoring amounts are not going to win.
No, because these are all great. These are all outstanding teams.
All right, then we're going to. Okay.
You were playing the Northwest.
We were playing the worst team in college football. Okay.
2003, Michigan blown lead.
No.
All right.
Michigan was good.
2006, Insight Bowl blown lead.
That was close. That got him fired.
That got Mason fired.
But Texas Tech again. That was
guns
Mike
up.
Mike Leach, guns up. The run and shoot offense as it's never been run before. Who was the quarterback? The record breaking.
Graham Harrell.
Graham Harrell. Yeah.
2008, Iowa 55-0.
No,
I was there.
That was.
That's when we tried to get the goalpost out of the.
That's when Coach Brew. Had been here for 2 years, Joe, and he recruited all these small, fast guys from all over so they could be brought in this old guru of the run and shoot, pass all over offense. He brought all that. He brought all those guys, and then they got beat 55-0. That team was 7-1, by the way, and then they lost their last five. And then he fired the offensive coordinator after the Iowa game and tried to change his offense completely, but he had all these skinny guys who were fast. He was an idiot.
Two more. 2020 Maryland blown lead, 20-point favorites. That was the game where we were up late.
I can't remember.
But this is the reason I brought it up. 2021 Bowling Green loss. There
was
31
bad.
Point
that was
favorites.
Bad. That was a bad loss.
At home.
That was a bad loss.
That was homecoming too, was it not?
I don't know. But that was a non-conference game.
True.
Too.
All right.
So, but he missed a lot of Mace's greatest hits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mace had some of the worst losses in the history of mankind. I was at Southern Cal and Notre Dame, and I was going to go to a Viking Packer game the next day, and the internet service at Notre Dame was horrible, and the Gophers against Wisconsin. They were playing in the middle of the season then, drove down the field like 18 plays, 12 minutes to take a 10-point lead with 3 minutes to go or something like that. And I put my computer away because it wasn't working where the damn. But 15 minutes later, the guy next to me, I can't remember where he's from, said, "Geez, Wisconsin won that game." I said, "What? How did they win that game?" That was when the punter...
Oh, in the back of the end zone,
punter,
yes.
And then the punter started running around and trying to throw a pass. And, that was a horrible loss. But this, you got to consider the quality of the opposition with this loss.
31-10.
Oof. Yeah, 31-10. Not happened in 141 years. That's pretty good.
It is.
The resume for that loss is pretty strong.
I just want to know, in his post-game presser, did head coach Fleck put it all on himself? Was it all on me?
It was unacceptable, and I got to do better, and we all got to do better. But it was not it's all on me, and then not saying what is on you. He needed Thomason to ask him when he says it's all on me. He needs Thomason. What is all of you? Yeah, please. Yeah, give us a list. God, I'm so happy Thomason got Sean Payton. He's brilliant. I love him. I don't think I have his number. I got to text him. I got to get somebody to give me his number so I can text him and congratulate him on burning his final bridge with Sean Payton. 3 games into the Sean Payton tenure.
What a disaster that outfit is, too, by the way, in Denver.
Will the Twins play now that they've celebrated so mightily?
How does the new system work? Did the two top...
No, we play six. We play the last.
That's what I'm saying. So the top two will get byes. Is that how it works?
Yeah, the top two will play. And the Twins, third seed, will play
at
whichever
home, right?
One of those wild card teams. Oh, the whole series is at home.
Yeah.
Whichever one of those wild card teams is the third wild card team. So
most likely, what, Toronto then?
Toronto. Yeah, Tampa's already clinched four, so it won't be Tampa. You got Seattle, Houston, and Toronto now. And you're going to play a good club no matter what you do. There's seven good teams. If you include the Twins, there's seven good teams in the American League.
Is Royce Lewis going to be healthy?
I don't think so. Ooh. But it's not definite. But he said it was a grade one hammy, and he hoped. And then Rocco said it's a grade one plus. So it's a hamstring. Those things, I think they're afraid to put him out there and then have him re-injure it, and then he's done. Of course, when you've lost 18 straight playoff games, you shouldn't look beyond. They don't have any infielders, so they got to get another infielder up from the minor leagues.
Will Correa be all right?
Yeah, he'll play. Oh. He did. Apparently, this plantar fasciitis is when that tendon gets tight and injured, and when it pops. Mm-hmm. Then you're okay. Mm-hmm. So, but it takes 3-4 days to get rid of the pain once it pops.
Yeah.
But I think he'll be fine. He might even be better.
Did you see the crowd hold their breath when Jefferson got hurt yesterday?
Yeah.
And that turns out it was cramping.
Yeah.
He's all right.
Yeah. Well, that would have been bad. That was nice of them to come out with those 22 coaches came up with the game plan of not throwing to him in the first quarter.
There's too many coaches. I'm telling you, it's
ridiculous.
They deserve the chaos they experience.
Well, you should have been at the game Friday night. It was employees' night at the Twins game.
Yeah.
And then we basically introduced everyone who works in the building, not the security guards and stuff, the full-time employees. She went on for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Calvin was rolling over in his grave.
Right.
I don't know if Calvin got cremated or not, but he was rolling over in his grave. The number of employees, there had to be 200 of them.
Really?
Yeah. Back when you and I were covering them, they had eight.
Yeah.
You know, Don Cassidy, tickets, promotions, and group sales.
Yeah.
He was, now they have 30 people for those. Then he had Jack Blasey as his assistant,
right,
who basically would sit up in the second deck and taunt the players. He was as the promotion guy. Toledo! God, what an operation.
Oh, we were supposed to ask Patrick. Huh. The player, all nine positions. Zoilo. Was it Zoilo?
No, Cesar Tovar.
Cesar Tovar. Was that a built-in promotion
plan?
They were trying to draw people.
That's what I thought.
They didn't draw as many people.
I thought I remember you telling that story.
Oh, yeah, it was a promotion.
Joe brought it up on GL on Friday.
Well, it was this day in history.
That's right.
Yeah, when was that?
1968.
Okay, yeah.
Whatever Friday was, September...
The 22nd.
I think it was the...
September 22nd.
Yeah, I think it was the last...
home game?
No, it wasn't the last home game. I think it was last weekend. Last time to play on a Sunday, I think. I think it was a Sunday. Yeah, he pitched the first, struck out Reggie.
Really?
Yeah, struck out Reggie in the first, and then they moved him around and catching, Oakland when it was good, yeah. And he played all nine, and I think Calvin gave him $200 or something for doing it. You know?
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is incredible. You know who's been a bad luck guy? Sonny Gray. He should have like 20 wins.
Oh, yeah.
He's got eight.
Yeah, he's been good.
They never.
He's going to get paid.
Yeah, he's going
to. He's going to get paid this offseason.
He's not going to be here next year. So I love Louis Varland as a reliever, though. Comes in, throws fastballs, and he's a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
He's no BS. It's he's really helped the bullpen a lot, I think. He's the winningest wrestler in North St. Paul history.
Is that right?
Yes.
I did not know that.
I think he finished third in the state.
Is Paddock going to be on the playoff roster?
Well, they'd have to. They saw him throw two pitches yesterday, right? So who knows?
Yeah.
So they want him to be.
I did see somebody post the, and I don't know if this is accurate or not, the prices for the Twins postseason tickets. My goodness, that's an increase over the regular season.
And I don't think it's them. I think it's the NBA.
Oh, is it MLB?
I think it's MLB.
Is this home series against Oakland?
That's it.
Is that it?
Yep.
For the home
series, and then they go to Colorado.
Yep. And that's the end.
I'm hoping they win 85 games, because that would be... How many games they won in
87?
87. Maybe it's mystical.
You think that's an omen?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
No, but it's something to. It gives you a sentence.
It's a sentence.
Yeah, it's a sentence. That's all we're looking for.
The only one is a lead.
I saw a hell of a game at St. Peter Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Because I went down there because if it's not Bethel and St. John's, then it'll be these two teams, and they're playing each other. St. John's beat Bethel, but I usually go to that game, but I didn't go. So I'm at St. Peter. Gustavus got a great little stadium down there. So Gustavus is chasing him the whole game. And then they got this great receiver, Breitbart, who's going to set all the records. And they get a pass interference call down at the goal line. I was standing right there, a little shaky to say the least. So they score a touchdown to go ahead 31-27, and there's 22 seconds left. And Augsburg comes out, takes the kickoff. They got one timeout left. They run it back to the 43-yard line, throw a pass, and now they call their last timeout. Then they throw a pass to the tight end down the middle to the 38-yard line. And then this kid, Cade Brennan, who's from Rochester, who I talked to when I read a thing about August, and a great kid, but a little guy, throws the ball. They kind of run triples down the right side, throws the ball down there near the pylon, and this kid catches it with 1 second to go, and Augsburg wins 33-31. Tyrone Wilson... He's a black kid from New Richland, Ellendale, Heartland, Geneva.
No kidding.
Geneva. And I got a hunch when They have the convention of minority students. He's the only kid there, but he's a hell of an athlete. Says, wow. And I asked him, and he said his family's been there a long time. So
really?
Which is great.
But I have relatives in that school district.
Kid's
I'm
a
curious.
Great athlete.
Okay.
Yeah, and they were... I always talk about the amazing improvement in football is the way receivers catch ball part now compared to before. Part of it's the gloves they didn't let them wear, but there were four great receivers in that game, and it's D3, you know, making great catches.
How did he avoid going to my school? Isn't Mankato recruits heavily?
I would have thought so, but they, you know, right there they would have gotten him.
And they got a good club this year too.
They didn't get him. Yeah, they're good again. They
rolled. Was it Sioux Falls on Saturday?
They beat Sioux Fuku right off the bat. Right?
I can't remember. So, yeah.
Anyway, that's
football.
Too many coaches is the
too many.
Is your takeaway from this game?
I can't stand it.
And all two takeaways. A, 22 coaches too many, and Taylor Swift has now increased the astounding popularity of the NFL by another 20%.
Because when you look at her in relation to the NFL, she's the only one who could say to the NFL, I could fill this stadium in a heartbeat.
Yes, I could. Yeah. She could. She already filled this one twice.
Well, she turned them down for the halftime. She said, no, I'm not doing halftime.
Halftime.
For the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, because they don't even want to pay you for
that. They wanted a percentage
of... She doesn't need the money.
Actually, they wanted to get paid in the past for some of these halftime
people.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they wanted a cut of future earnings based upon your... Yeah.
Well, how have they settled on Usher?
That's probably who they could get.
Did he do it last year?
No, he's doing it this year in Vegas.
Yeah. You know, Usher. I got a problem. I don't know who. He could walk in the studio.
For $1 million.
I don't know Usher's stuff.
He could walk in the studio. Well,
I know what it is.
It's modified polka.
That's right.
I just want to know.
Hip polka.
I just want to know, how are we going to survive a Super Bowl in Vegas in February?
What do you mean we?
As a country.
Oh, yeah.
Well, as I said, those hookers better get in shape. You're a 40-year-old hooker out there.
You better be going
to the athletic club every day.
Start running.
Every day. You're going to be working 20-hour shifts, honey, and for incredible amounts of money. So get, if you got any fat on that butt of yours, get rid of it. You're going to be, you know. They're going to be standing in line down the hallway, for God's sakes.
Oh, my God. And it could be worse depending which teams are in it, too.
I bet you it'll be $5,000 to get an hour with a good hooker.
For that kind of money, you're right. You better be fit.
Yes, right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. And, you know,
like a guy
you
could
probably also have a security guard sitting in a chair there, and they won't care.
Oh my God. Reading the paper.
It's going to be all right. You're doing okay over there?
Yeah, you got to watch. I'm hitting the clock. Let's go.
3 minutes. Yeah. Yeah, there's not going to be a lot of foreplay here, buddy. Let's get it over with.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be unbelievable. The Mustang Ranch, there'll be a traffic jam from... Unbelievable.
Does that still exist?
I don't know.
Probably. We'll find out this coming February.
Yeah, and I don't think we're going to have to worry about the Vikings being the NFC representative.
I don't think so.
All righty. Boy, we gave them way more than they deserved today.
Yes.
This is Ricey, and you've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I recommend that you give Josh a call is simple: trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns, and while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yep, that is more common than you would like to think in the investment business. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad you did, and don't forget to ask him why it is 48 minutes.
Investment services offered by by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Roycey is a paid endorser.